How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about wrestling. And this week, we are going to be giving you something we have not done in a little bit. And it is called What's That Card, which is our game that we affectionately stole from Mr. Jim Cornette and his host, co-host, Brian Last, which I think I got his name right that time.
Yes.
So, Leonard is going to be giving me the cards this time. But Leonard, why don't you just remind people how we play this game?
Sure. So I'm going to give Chad three cards from the bottom up. If there is a title, I will tell him there's a title match, but not what the title is, because that can often be a dead giveaway. And he will attempt to guess the company and the year. Now, Cornette will also guess like the town and the arena and different things. So those are bonus points. If you think you know, maybe a little bit, like one time Chad gave me a velocity taping and I was like, this is a velocity taping. And and I was right with that. So the reason we haven't done this in a while, but it came up. So I'll tell you this. Two of these cards were from Facebook posts and I went, oh, those are kind of interesting. And then the other I got turned on to from a YouTube video, which I watched, which we'll talk about when we get there. But this is your easy card to start with. For those watching on YouTube, you'll see I'm looking at my phone because I saved these to my phone. So start out the bottom here. We have the Invaders versus Israel Mattea and Rene Goulet, our good close personal friend. The Iron Sheik versus Salvatore Bellomo. In what is billed as a bonus match, we have Buddy Nature Boy Rogers versus Captain Lou Albano. In a Texas death match with Pat Patterson as the guest referee, we have Sergeant Slaughter versus Tony Mr. USA Atlas. For a title not to be named, we have the Magnificent Morocco versus Tito Santana. And what is billed here as a title match under 12-man lumberjack rules. So 12 guys will be around the ring acting as lumberjacks. We have Bob Backlund versus the Masked Superstar.
Okay, so obviously this is WWWF. Am I right there?
Well, it is the WWF.
WWF.
I believe it had changed the name by this point.
Okay, well then in that case we've got to be in the I would think that maybe then the late 70s, if not early 80s. So I'll say 79.
Is the WWF. This is from the Landover Capital Center in Landover, Maryland, December 29th, 1983.
Oh, wow, 83.
This is okay. 3 days after Sheik beat Backlund for the belt.
Okay.
Now, you didn't pick up on this. I said, what is billed as a title match? Because okay. On this program, it was listed, of course, as a title match. Backlund did not have the belt at this point. So the Sheik, second from the bottom, unless they changed things up, defended against Salvatore Bellomo.
Wow, okay.
Or at least had the belt. So this is, I don't know if this is the first house show they did after that, but it is the 3 days after, and it is one of the few times where the Sheik went into a show with the title. So that's why I picked that one.
Okay, interesting.
Okay. So this is the medium card, and there's a lot of handwritten notes on this, so there was a lot of changes, but I'm going to give you the card as originally promoted. So we have Bugsy McGraw and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin with Precious versus Larry Zbysko and Rip Morgan. Brad Armstrong and Tim Horner versus the Russian Assassin and Ivan Koloff with Paul Jones. We have the Rock and Roll Express versus the Sheep Herders with Rip Morgan. In a taped fist match, we have Ron Garvin versus Rick Steiner. And Rick is spelled R-I-C, like you would spell Ric Flair. For a title not to be named, billed as a return match, one fall, 30 minutes. We have Mike Rotundo or Rotunda with Kevin Sullivan versus Dr. Death Steve Williams. In a Russian chain match, we have Nikita Koloff versus Al Perez with Gary Hart. In a Skywalkers match, we have the Fantastics versus the Midnight Express with Jim Cornette. In an 8-man tag, we have Leg Luger, spelled L-E-G. So it's Lex Luger. They misspelled it. As Leg Luger. Sting and the Road Warriors with Paul Ellering versus the Four Horsemen. Ric Flair, Barry Windham, Tully Blanchard, and Arn Anderson with James J. Dillon. And in your main event, a lights out cage match, Dick Murdoch and Kevin Sullivan versus Dusty Rhodes and the Sheik.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming this is NWA.
Yes, correct. NWA or Jim Crockett Promotions.
Okay, the year is where I'm gonna not know for sure, because like you guys, you have so many different people at play here, but Sting is there, so I want to say 85.
Oh no, thank no. So this is a
Even
great yeah, because remember, because we you gave me a UWF card once.
yeah.
And that was 87.
Okay, so I'm in 90 then.
No, earlier in that. Earlier in that. Great American. This is a Great American Bash card.
Okay.
It's from the Cobo Arena in Detroit, Michigan, Sunday, July 31st, 1988.
88. Okay.
Yeah. So the reason that this card came up, this was on the Cornette Facebook group, was because they had talked about the recent. At recent at the time of this recording, episode of Dark Side of the Ring with the Sheik.
Right.
So talking about that, this came up. This is I don't know if this is one of it. This is one of his last matches. Was this
Okay.
eight because they NWA was trying to expand north into
Right.
Detroit, so they brought the Sheik in to tag with Dusty to try to get a house. So this one. I'm giving you because the main event is batshit crazy. And
Okay.
we should see if we can find it somewhere because it's got to be insane. So I could just give you the top two because like the bottom half of the card. So we have Don Juan versus Cincinnati Red, Dancing Wolf and the Navajo Kid, who later became Navajo Warrior, if that helps you any, versus Johnny Payne and Judge Dredd. Bobby Dean and Gary Keyes versus Little Haystacks and Little Tokyo. So that's a midget match. Aerial Assault, Bobby Bradley and Rob Van Dam versus Larry Power and the Thug. Zuma versus Don Juan. The Honky Tonk Man versus the Junkyard Dog. And your main event for a title not to be named. For a title not to be named, a four-way steel cage weapons stretcher match. Sabu versus Cactus Jack versus Mr. Hughes versus Virgil, and it goes 35 minutes.
Yeah, I definitely need to see that. This is obviously ECW.
It is not ECW.
It's not ECW?
It is not ECW. You may not know of this outfit. I'll tell you how I got to it, but you want to take a stab at the year, because I will tell you ECW saying ECW gets you around the right year would get you around the right year.
Maybe then 94, 95.
Okay, so this is the National Wrestling Conference from the Silver Nugget Pavilion in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
June 24th, 1995.
Okay, well.
So how I got turned on to this was there is a YouTube called a channel called WrestleSpective, and he does a series on defunct territories and did one on this company. And the most notable things was the Sabu Cactus Jack feud. But the next show after this, which I almost gave you, the main event was the Honky Tonk Man versus the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, wow.
So
Okay.
Warrior came in and did, I think just so he made a couple appearances and wrestled the Honky Tonk Man. And as talked about in the video, if I'm remembering right, he kept referring to himself as the Ultimate Warrior. And they told him, you can't call yourself that. He can be Warrior, he can't be Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
So they wound up getting a cease and desist letter from the WWF. And, some other things happened. He flaked out and what have you. So I almost gave you that card, but that card was even less notable than this, but that main event I
That is
want to see.
crazy. I need to
Yeah.
see that.
And to let you know, Sabu won. Mr. Hughes was eliminated at the 13-minute mark. Virgil lasted to the 21-minute mark. and then Jack at the end.
I'm definitely going to look for that. I was half right on all those.
Yes. I took a quick look on YouTube and didn't find it. But it could be on Venmo or something else. So
okay.
I said Venmo. Vimeo. What's that called?
Yeah, no, it's Vimeo. Yeah.
Vimeo, okay.
Or Daily Motion, maybe one of those.
Daily Motion. Trivia cards. We'll do that before we get out of here. Once again, if you don't know, World Wrestling Federation Attitude Review Game, 3rd edition. We've been doing some questions off of this. There's 5 questions on the card. We do the last 3 because the first 2 are usually multiple choice and easy. So Raven once appeared in the Federation under what name? So what name did Raven use before he was Raven?
Johnny Polo?
Johnny Polo is correct. What superstar is undefeated in 9 WrestleMania appearances between 91 and 2001?
I mean, would this have been The Undertaker?
It was The Undertaker. Even back in, they were pushing the streak. Who set the funeral parlor that disfigured Kane? Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Who set the funeral parlor that disfigured? This card, they missed the word fire. This card does not have the word fire on it. Who set the funeral parlor on fire that disfigured Kane many years ago?
The Undertaker.
Also The Undertaker. 2 Undertakers. And they... And if on the people on YouTube, if you could see it, that is it is written incorrectly. Perry Saturn is your celebrity of the week.
Yeah, I have the fictional Kane biography book that they released.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Upstairs somewhere.
Yeah.
Anywho.
All right. So here's mine. Who was the first light heavyweight champion? Was it Takumi Shinoku?
It was, yep.
Okay. What superstar once competed as a member of the Truth Commission? Well, several guys. Kurgan was in the Truth Commission. Don Callis was the leader of the Truth Commission, so I'm not sure who they're looking for. What superstar represented the USA in weightlifting at the 96 Olympics? That would be Mark Henry.
Yeah.
So, Mark, Bull Buchanan was in the Truth Commission.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He was. I didn't think of. I'm pretty sure Kurgan was in it too, though. And then Michinoku was correct. So, 2 out of 3 on those.
Yeah, I think that light heavyweight title was created pretty much for Takumi Shinoku.
And then Christian beat him, and then was it Christian who lost to Gilbert?
Something like that. It didn't last.
And then I think it kind of phased out once Gilbert got a hold of it. So there you go.
All right. Well, let us know what you thought of What's That Card, and I'm sure people out there would have done better than I did, but we'll get more under our belt, and I'll get better practice in. So check out our other episodes, our full-length episodes, Segment Surgery, Random Match Reviews, and we are available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next week.